Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We don't need a bunch of people with big vocabularies asking questions. We need somebody that knows an answer. And is sure about it. Right? That means you. Your family needs you to be sure about something. And when you've heard from God, that should be the end of entertaining other ideas. Once you've heard from Him, that should be it. And with Abraham, once he got the Word of God, he considered not. And because he considered not, he staggered or wavered or doubted not. But, you know, remind yourself of it again. What did he do? He was strong in faith. That's where we're called to be. Now, let me say it again. We've said it and repeated it and repeated it, but it's so important. Why are people confused? Why are they? Because they're considering something they shouldn't be. Don't care if it's you or me, whoever it is. Why are people unsettled? People are unsettled because they're undecided. People are confused because they're considering something they shouldn't be. Abraham wasn't considering his own body. He wasn't considering Sarah's body. He waxed strong, didn't waver. And it blesses me that God would record this way. Because Abraham was also a famous doubter. Go on to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. How many know what Hebrews 11 is? It's the great hall of fame of faith. You don't get in here by being a doubter. You get in here because you believe God above others. And you got the results. And you glorified God. Abraham's in here. So is Sarah. In Hebrews 11 and verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing where he went. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
By faith, he, that's Abraham, sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he, Abraham, he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Skip down to verse 17. By faith, Abraham. Somebody say, by faith.
By faith.
Abraham. I mean, his name is synonymous with faith. But did you know that the Bible records him as doubting? Big time? Getting funny looks all across the crowd. I see we're going to have to read our Old Testament. And we will. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. Abraham was accounting that God was able to raise that boy from the dead. From whence he received him in the figure, in the spirit, he did. That's why he didn't have to go through with it, because God already saw his heart. In his heart, it was done. He had already believed for God to raise the boy up before he ever put the knife in him. He believed for a resurrection. This is covenant. He offered his only begotten son of him and Sarah and the love of his life to his covenant partner God and believed for him to be raised from the dead, giving God the legal right in the earth to give his only begotten son and believe for him to be raised from the dead. covenant. Which shows you, somebody says, well, God could have done it without that. Well, why didn't he? No, he works with us. And covenant, we have to have our part of it. We have to do our part. And it gives him the legal right. Now, back up to verse 11. Through faith also who?
Sarah.
Now, this is not Sarah mentioned with Abraham. This is not Sarah scotching for Abraham. You know what scotching means? I mean, she's helping him. No. Sarah has her own verse in Hebrews 11. I mean, it is so glaringly obvious. Notice the wording of it. Through faith, also, what does also mean? In addition to, besides what? Abraham. It's just talking about Abraham. And it says, Sarah also, what? Herself. I mean, that's why I say it's so obvious. The Lord is saying, Sarah, apart from Abraham, herself, received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. And she did it because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah herself. Did you know Sarah is also recorded as having doubted? And yet there's no mention of it here. Because that's how God is. That's how your record's going to read too. Yeah. All that having a bad day stuff and that wavering and wondering and asking dumb questions is not going to show up in your eternal record. Isn't God good? That's just how he is. If you'd never read Genesis, you'd just read this and go, ooh, Abraham and Sarah. Almost not human. Oh no. They were human. But to read this, you would just go, whoo. And of course, remember about marveling, right? What would that mean? That means you are not close to doing it. Go back to Genesis. Go back to Genesis, the 15th chapter. Let's talk about this. This series is called Without a Doubt. When you think about without a doubt, you think about people like Abraham. A man who was fully persuaded, who considered not, staggered not, fully persuaded, gave glory to God. But there was a time when the man had a doubt. Don't be afraid to agree with me. It's right here in the Bible. We're going to read about it. Genesis 15. Abraham. Man of faith. Father of faith. Picture in the dictionary. Well, the reason why, you know, people are so quiet about this is because when you think of Abraham, you don't think doubt. You don't. But it's recorded that he did. Genesis 15 and 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. He said, fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Did you know Abraham believed in prosperity? Big time. Material prosperity. Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me seeing I go childless and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And behold, to me you've given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. He said, well, yeah, God, you made me rich. That's true. I'm rich, rich, rich. I got all this money, but I hadn't got a child. Now I'm getting old, and I'm about to leave all this wealth to an employee. I don't have anybody to carry my name on. And the Lord said, the word of the Lord came to him and said, this shall not be your heir. But he that shall come forth out of your own bowels, your own insides, shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and he said, look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if you be able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your seed be. And verse 6, what does it say? Verse 6, what? Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Glory to God. Now that's what Romans 4 is talking about. Isn't it? He believed. God told him he's the father of many nations, and he believed it. But there's something happened after this. In the 16th chapter, Sarah, this is verse 1, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bore him no children. She had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said to Abraham, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. No, he hadn't. He's planning on her bearing all along. But I pray you, go in to my maid, have relations with her. It may be. Now you got to watch out. For it may be. Does that sound like somebody's heard from the Lord? It may be. That sounds like goes right along with that. Well, you just never know what God's going to do. It may be that he'd do this. And it may be. And this is one thing where we really radically differ from a lot of other church-going people. Let me explain it to you further. A whole lot of people say, well, Lord, your will be done. And then make no effort to be led. And just believe that whatever happens was the will of God. Millions of Christians live like this, don't they? Well, Lord, you know, direct us. But make no effort to be personally led. And just any and everything that happens, well, that must have been the will of God. Look how, you know, that must have been. No, you're not supposed to just try to find out about everything after the fact. We're supposed to be led moment by moment. By the Spirit of God, by the inward witness, by the anointing. And if you don't know how, it's one of the most important things you could ever learn in your life. Get a hold of good materials on it and study the Word on it and begin practicing and learning how to be led right now. Right now. Right now. It can save your life today. Few things more important than learning how to be led.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Famous Doubters, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104H. That's R1104H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.